Hey y'all, welcome to What's Happening with Carolina Chuck. Stay informed on what's going on around here. Hit that like and subscribe button. I'm going to talk to interesting people from the area and sprinkle in a few cool people that I bump into from all over. Today we're going to talk to a cowboy who's hosting the Buckin' K Rodeo, Mr. Jeff Kelly. Singing and dancing, saying you the man. And this you was, now I got her hooked, asking about the hotel.
I'm going to your butt.
You know what you need is some of that hysterical perfect. Know what I mean?
We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful new force.
Think of it, Junior.
What's up, Jeff?
What's happening? Everything's going good.
So this is the arena right here, right?
Correct.
So this is where the rodeo goes down.
It's where it happens.
This is awesome, dude. I've always wanted to come in here and fall on the ground one time.
Hey, take a fall.
Yeah. Hey, so I did a podcast up north with the Fort Drum Rodeo and Equestrian Club. So this ain't my first rodeo.
Correct. I like it.
Yeah. So these guys, they get together like Army veterans and active military and put them to work on a ranch to kind of help those guys out with like depression and stuff like that. I mean, it's kind of a neat thing.
Man, God, I praise them because that is the best thing you could do. This rodeo, we have veterans jumping from the, skydivers, all veteran skydivers coming in.
Really?
Yeah.
They skydive into the rodeo?
Yes. You know what, man? Them guys deserve everything they get.
Really?
Every praise they get.
That's incredible. So they're skydiving into the rodeo?
In the arena.
In the arena. Man. So how long y'all been doing this?
Well, I did it a long time ago at a small scale, probably 15, 20 years ago, when I rode bulls, just to that effect where my friends and I would go practice. And then it turned into, a bigger deal where we made money off of it, but a smaller scale. So now, time goes by, of course.
Yeah.
Had an opportunity to buy a bunch of land and make it to a bigger scale.
Huh.
So we've been doing it here for 3 years, I believe, four years.
So you've been riding this stuff for a long time. I mean, so where did you get your start? You grew up on a ranch or something?
No, man. It's a funny story. My upbringing was kind of a weird thing. I was always a driven guy.
Yeah.
My dad, he come to me one day and said, hey, because I got in a little trouble here and there. Nothing big. I think I was a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, he pretty much said, you're going to the military. Went to the military, come back, long story short. Ran into a buddy of mine from high school, and he said, man. I said, what are you doing now? And I told him I was in the military, whatever. He said, man, I'm riding bulls. I said, no way. and so the guy tells me, he said, man, we're going to practice this Saturday. Come and practice with us.
Yeah.
And that's how it all got started.
Yeah, they invited you to come ride. Man, they tried to get me to ride a bull. Boy, I was like, I want it to, but I did this boxing event up there, and that kind of made me feel my age for sure.
Either or is gonna make you feel
age. And I said, man, I got a messed up shoulder. I said, I get thrown off that thing, I'm gonna be worse off than I am right now. I got screws in it from boxing back in the day.
I can guarantee it.
But so you decided to put this thing together. So you got that, you own this whole property right here?
Yes.
And so what inspired you really to grow it to such a thing? I mean, do you have success with the smaller version of it?
Well, it started out that, and then, me and some friends, we rode pretty much, years and years. So when you stop riding, I guess you look for an outlet and you say, okay, well, how can I stay in it? I'm way too old to ride.
Right.
How can I stay in it? So this was the way to stay in it and, you know, have fun with it and you know, still get adrenaline that adrenaline and, yeah. And, you know.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I just boxed back in June.
Yeah, that's
I'm 39 years old.
Yeah, 39. Okay,
and I boxed a daggum 22-year-old, and imagine how that went. My man was boxing for 8 years straight. He beat the crap out of me.
Yes, that's not a good thing.
But I get it, man. I like it, and you know, and it didn't matter to me. I was like, you know, I'm not doing this for money or to go pro. I just like that
exactly.
rush.
You know that's what I mean? Exactly what it's all about, man. And you know, I'm not even doing this for money. It's great to have a little income, but to tell you the truth, I don't make a lot of money. But to see, you know, the faces,
the energy off of it, you know what I mean?
And the kids that get to ride. I mean, it's a great feeling. Great feeling.
So, what all events do you have here?
Right now we just have rough stock. Okay. We have bareback, bull riding, barrel racing, and saddle bronc.
What was that last one?
Saddle bronc.
What's saddle bronc?
Saddle bronc is where you have a saddle and you're riding wild horses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you got to have four main events to be able to have a pro rodeo, which is the IPR rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the four that we have. And it turns out great. We are going to start having some ropings, you know, and other events also, timed events.
Yeah,
but we're trying to get there.
Nice. I mean, that, you know, there's a lot of stuff, dude. I went to the Ed Brown Rodeo years ago, and I mean that was pretty. I mean, they had it was like a festival out there.
Man, it was awesome. They had one of the best rodeos there are. Unfortunately, you know, Mr. Brown passed away, but his son, he comes and helps me.
Yeah,
great guy. And he's always here. He has fun, and and that's the way for him to stay in it also.
Yeah. How long ago did they stop having the Ed Brown Rodeo?
You know, I'm not sure. Does anybody know around here? Maybe I would say at least 7.
Yeah, I've been gone, man. I went to Dagum. I left Clover and went to Lake Wiley. Then I went up, which ain't far, you know, that's right down the road. But I always went to Charlotte. Then I hit Dagum, North Carolina, and I went to New York for 3 years. So I've been gone for a hot minute, and it's a lot of things have changed and different. And
it's always changing, yeah.
And that's what really how I'm kind of going with this podcast, checking up on what's happening in the area now.
I like
you
it.
Know?
Yeah.
The rodeo has always been like a thing to me. My mom used to call me the Duke, man. I like that John Wayne, you know.
There you go.
When I was a little kid. But I ain't never rode no bull or nothing like that. I was more of a, I don't know, like a horseless cowboy.
Right.
Or something.
Hey, it's all right. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah.
So y'all have bands and stuff come out here,
man,
too?
Man, yeah, we got all kinds of great bands that play. I mean,
y'all had J.C. Riley out here.
Oh, yeah. He comes about every year. He was a little booked up this year. Mm-hmm. But we got some great, great, you know, bands coming this year. We got some line dancing coming. We got such great lineup. We try to cater to the families, to the kids type thing, you know, anything that you can imagine for the kids. We got face painting. We've got petting zoo. The mechanical bull. All the, you know, we got stuff for and the Ferris wheel, of course, that, you know, everybody loves.
So and you're picking up. You're still getting sponsors and stuff to help you out, right?
Oh man, yeah. It's man, our sponsors are great. Like this one right here. You know, Old English. Yeah, man. He's been a great one. He helps us out. And if it wasn't for our sponsors, it would be hard to do because it takes a lot of money to put a rodeo on.
Oh, I guarantee you. I mean, this place is nice and it's big. It can't be.
Well, we're getting there. Yeah. We're getting there.
But So you're still hunting down sponsors. Are you looking for anything in particular right now?
You know, every year it is different. We sold all of our sponsorships this year. So, you know, I feel blessed with that. And, you know, I hope we make all of our sponsors feel great.
Yeah.
I know that we couldn't do it without them.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm trying to get me some sponsors now. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Yeah.
So how many events do you have?
So we have two big rodeos a year, one in the spring and then one in the fall. But we added one this year. We're having a music fest June 6th. And you're the first one to hear about it. We ain't said anything about it yet.
All right.
So Music Fest, one-day event, Saturday, June 6th. We're going to have, starting at 12 o'clock, we're going to have bands play all day. I think we're going to have close to 40 vendors.
Really?
Man, it's going to be huge. We're going to, and then we're going to have a Bulls and Barrels,
mm-hmm.
which there's nothing but pro riders coming, man. They really? Have to be proven to ride. They have to have won money at my events, you know, because it's a lot of money. I mean, we're adding $10,000 to the bull riding. We're adding $5,500 to the barrel racing. And then we got a headliner coming out afterwards.
Yeah.
Do you want to know who it is?
I want to know who it is.
We have the only, one and only Colt Ford coming out.
No way.
God, I swear to you right now. Sign the papers. Wow. He's good to go. And he's excited.
Wow.
I'm excited. I know that.
That's pretty sick, dude. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think I that's going to go well with what we have.
Yeah, so you got a lot. How many bands you say you're going to have?
We're trying to figure out how many we can get in. We know that we're going to have three, mm-hmm. but we're trying to fit in four.
Yeah, so that's...
Before the rodeo.
And
then Colt Ford.
Wow. Wow. Colt Ford. Right here.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, I think it's going to be good.
Dude, that's pretty freaking sick. That's awesome. So, when's the first time? Like, so when it's weird that you said that in the militaries, and that was kind of an awesome thing because they got the whole, there's something about the military and liking the rodeo, man. I think it's got something to do with that rush we were talking about earlier.
Well, you know what? To me, you know, growing up with the rodeo, doing things with the rodeo, of course, I was in the military, but, mm-hmm. I mean, I think...
What branch you serving?
I was in the Air National Guard.
Oh, wow.
In Charlotte, yeah.
Oh, heck.
Yeah, man, loved every bit of it. Yeah. Wish I'd have retired in it, but didn't. I didn't. But anyway, you know... You know, if you come to these rodeos, the songs that they play, the, you know, just like the old Rugged Flag. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay, so, you know.
It's like a nostalgic thing.
It's all about your Second Amendment. It's all about your military. It's all about your veterans. You know, it's all about America is what it's about.
Yeah, like the core of American values.
That's exactly right. And that's what rodeo is.
Yeah, and I remember that from when I went to the Ed Brown Rodeo. Like I got
correct. They were all about it.
Yeah, it was. You almost felt like super safe. Like it was a. I don't know. Actually,
yeah, that man. You felt like I love
was,
that.
Yeah, you felt like that. You were surrounded by like a community. I don't know.
Why would you not?
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah,
you know, great. If you got 4,000 people out here. Chanting or you know, cheering for our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a safe feeling.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome. And so do y'all offer any, like, classes or something out here for bull riding? Or
man, okay, so, yes, we do horse riding lessons, we have practices.
Yeah.
No fee. You come out. You and we'll teach you. We've got you know.
No fee.
No fee. You come out. You know what? I just want to give back. I just want to give back. I want to see rodeo come back.
Yeah.
Because rodeo got buried for a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're trying. And it's coming back. I love it. I love that it's coming back.
What do you
mean
it got buried? What do you think happened there?
I don't know, but you know, for a long time you didn't find it. You know, we got several rodeo companies around here, Black mm-hmm. Hawk, you know, Cadillac Ranch. They're good people. But you know, they weren't around. I mean, you know,
they just didn't adapt to the time. You're saying,
yeah, Black Hawk was actually the first rodeo I ever rode in.
Oh, really?
Yes, I commend them for that because it was.
What was that like?
Oh my God, it was the best. Because okay, so the guy that the guy that I seen when I come back from the military, he said, "Come practice."
Yeah.
So I went and practiced with him. Didn't do worth a darn. He said, "Okay, we're riding at the Black Hawk next weekend. I'm gonna call you in." And he called me in for the bull riding, but I was in the rookie division, of course.
Yeah.
And I ended up winning second. So that kind of just blew me out of the water.
So what was your ride like? I mean, what, you rode a bull, right?
Yeah. So, but it was a rookie bull. Wasn't much to it, but it was still, it, you know, to me, it was kind of crazy. So that kind of hooked me.
Yeah.
From then on out.
So my first time boxing in the ring, I'm nervous as all get out. Right? I'm like, I ain't scared of the fight. I'm scared of being in front of all them people.
That's exactly right.
You know what I mean? That's I was a kid in school. Like when it was time to sing or something, I'm like, you know what I mean? Like for like the Christmas song stuff.
Right.
And anyway, so I'm out there in the back, man, and I'm like, we're coming out to the ring, and I'm just like zoned out, like terribly nervous. And I get out there, and this man starts punching me. And
there was a big crowd.
Oh, yeah, it was a big crowd. D'Angelo Williams from the Panthers was sitting front row. Oh, man, it was nerve-wracking. Yeah. Anyways, this man clipped me, and I threw him, like, against the ropes. The ref's like, you can't grab him. You can't grab him. I was like, all right, you know. And then something just came on like a switch. I hit that man one time. And he hit the ropes and collapsed into the referee. 23-second knockout.
Pew. Nice.
Hooked me. I'm hooked on
it. That's it, right?
The next night, I got the heck beat out of me. 2 weeks later, I got the hell beat out of me. Then I went and trained for a whole year and came back and started wrecking stuff. But
that's why it happens is to get you hooked.
It got me hooked, dude. And it cured my stage fright pretty good. That little thing right there, I was, after that, I mean, couldn't tell me nothing, you know, especially when I started wrecking stuff. But
right.
But then I ended up getting hurt and broke a bone off of my shoulder in a boxing match in Boone and got screws put in it. And I kept trying to go back, and I just, it's never was the same.
And that's what it is with bull riders.
But like I said, I'd like to get into kind of coaching, you know, like I like to train.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So just, you know, getting into another realm of it is great.
Yeah. So you're teaching, like, you're getting to let people come out here and practice for nothing.
Man, yeah, these young kids, they have the hunger, they have the heart, they, you know, and it's fun to see if you can bring that out in them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of it is mental.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's mental with boxing, mental with, you know, anything. Basically anything you do in your life. So if you can, you know, conquer that part of it, so bringing that out is, you know, fun.
Yeah.
Trying to bring that out into people.
Yeah. Then you got to get them out in front of people, and that's a whole nother
thing. You're right, right.
How was that for you? So you won second place, and that probably, you know, like, heck, let's go to the next one.
Oh, yeah. Just like you, I went and bucked off, you know, 100 times in a row. It was terrible. But it was great, man. You know, you got to grow.
Yeah.
So you got to fail to grow.
Exactly.
And, you know, and then it is what it is. So, but with the positive thinking thing that I was saying,
mm-hmm.
That's what helped me more than anything out there. I went to 100 I mean, not in a hunter, but I went to a lot of bull riding schools.
Yeah.
You know, still was subpar. And you know,
What did you do for a living during, like?
I still own my roofing company.
Oh, yeah.
Which I still own right now, yeah.
What's the name of your roofing company?
Everlasting Exterior Systems. Yep.
Shoot.
Man, yeah.
It says it all in the name, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So you was roofing and the whole time and thinking yeah, about oh, riding yeah. bulls.
God, man, I remember going to we was about to
you go. You all around rough, man. That's, roofing's rough work.
We was about to, you know, every Thursday we'd leave out and go to some rodeos and I'd say, all right, stop by the pawn shop.
I got to drop some tools off for a little bit.
Let me pawn my tools so I can have entry money.
Yeah.
It was terrible, man. It was terrible.
What a
life. You know, that's what, I mean, yeah. you got to
do it.
You got to do it, yes.
Man, believe me. Man, I'm telling you, I went from, when I moved up to New York, man, it was like, I mean, listen, it was country as heck up there. We had Amish buggies hooked up at the Walmart.
Oh, now I like that. Okay,
now, look, okay. I was 6 hours from the city. I didn't realize how vast New York was. Like, we were out in the wilderness up there. It was
right.
It was pretty crazy. But anyways.
So is this all you do now?
No, I sell cars.
Oh, too. You still?
Oh, yeah.
Where at?
At Fred Caldwell. Clover.
You're right. You're at Caldwell.
Yeah,
that's right.
Man. I'm slinging shit.
I need a truck.
I got you. I got one right up there. We'll go get it in the morning.
I need a good one now.
I got you. It's brand new.
All right. I don't need no $90,000 price.
No. I got you.
I'm coming to see you.
All right. It's on record. All right. So when is your next event? Because I'm gonna have the audio out for this in like a day or two. So I want to push your next event, let everybody know when it is.
So we will be here next weekend, the 12th and 13th of September.
Sweet. That's perfect timing then.
Yes.
Perfect timing.
Supposed to be great weather. I think it's going to be a good one.
Wow. Yeah. It's the 12th and 13th, so it's a Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
What times are they?
So it's the rodeo starts at 8, but you got to get here early because we got the skydivers coming in.
What?
Yes.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, the veterans. They're coming in.
All right. How did you hook up with them guys?
Oh, my God. So I'm always looking for something different, something to grab the audience's,
yeah,
you know, mind.
To wow them. Yeah.
Again, we talked about the veterans. I believe in, you know, supporting.
Yeah.
So it's all veterans skydive team coming in. They're going to land right here in the arena with a huge American flag. So, I mean, you know, if you can't come and support our veterans, our Second Amendment, our America, period.
Yeah.
Because rodeo is America, if you ask me.
You're right. You're right about that. And that just made me think of something. I was going to share it. I guess I can share it with you. I got a friend who's active military right now, and he don't ever listen to the podcast, even though I talk about him every once in a while. But he just messaged me, man, out of the blue. His family's had to go somewhere different from where his family is in the States. I don't want to get too specific.
Like right now?
Yeah, like just recently.
Okay.
He's somewhere and his family's somewhere else. I'm not going to get super specific.
No, I understand.
But he messaged me, man. He's having like a hard time and like.
And it's tough.
Yeah, like he was like, man, I'm pretty kind of blown away. So I'm getting in the, we're going to go see him this weekend. This Sunday, we're going to ride out and see him. I mean,
you know what? We don't know. We don't know what's going through their heads. That's why they need the support.
Yeah,
that
he's been. He's told me he went on a deployment or two, several, and he's had a couple beers.
It's tough, and I think we need to support these guys way more than what we do.
Yeah, I'm
this
telling
is what
you,
it's about.
They don't get paid a whole lot.
No.
They used to sell them cars in New York, you know,
right?
And I had seen their credit apps, right? You know. But no, they definitely. I mean, the stuff that they go through is absolute craziness.
It's not a good thing, and I don't. You know, it brings tears to my eyes to even think about it. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
Let's board them.
Right. And like to think of that they do that. I mean, it's rough. I mean, just the stuff that they do. But that's what I'm saying. I'm all aboard supporting them. Yes. Since I've been up north and it's right there next to Fort Drum, I got to see that kind of lifestyle, and it makes me super respect them. So
you got to.
And that's why I'm saying I appreciate you for doing what you're doing, especially bringing in anything to do with the military.
Man, these guys, they're great people. They're great people. Just talking to them, and I wish they could be here.
Yeah,
talking about this because you know. I don't know each and every story of theirs, but I can imagine.
So you're going to have some vendors out here, too.
Yes.
Who you got coming?
Oh, man, who do I not have coming?
I mean, I don't know.
We've got over 25 vendors. We serve every type of food out there. We try not to serve, you know, of the same food.
Yeah. Okay,
we've got 25 vendors, over 25 vendors, wow, and merchandise, you know, vendors too. So, man, it's good. We got the mechanical bull. We got stuff for the kids. We got
I might get on that mechanical bull.
Yeah, I want to see that.
All right. I'm gonna wear my little GoPro thing on there.
Yeah, definitely.
Who's running that control?
He's tough. He's tough, especially when he finds out you're a boxer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he'll take care of you.
Oh, man. What have I got myself into? Yeah. So I'm pretty excited, dude. I love live events. There's nothing unmatched about the energy. I mean, going to a boxing event's cool. I went to a little pro wrestling event. Little cheesy thing, man. I took my boy, he's eight, and he freaking loved it. He got to sit front row high-fiving all the little wrestlers and stuff. I thought it was cool, you know, but I like live events. And to watch somebody come out here but that's all human-based, you know what I mean? But watch somebody come out here ride a bull is almost a primal thing, you know what I mean?
But like, you got to remember, yeah, this is not, I mean, for me, it's you know, for these people, you know, the audience, it's entertainment, but for these contestants,
yeah,
this is livelihood.
Yeah
they're coming out here to try to pay their their bills.
Yeah,
so it's you know, and I think that's what I want to keep alive, because these contestants that come out to my place, mm-hmm, and I try to give the most money I can, because you can, you know, as me as the owner, you can give added money,
mm-hmm,
and I try to add as much as I can to the pot, to yeah, where they, you know, the top three is gonna pay their bills that month or you know, for the next, you know, few months.
So how does it work? I mean, it's just every event is different. So how does that work? You got the four events, correct?
Correct.
All right. So each event has a winner?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
You got one winner in each event?
Well, they pay off.
They pay off,
I think, three or four spots.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Per event. Second, third, fourth.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot of money per, you know, four spots. You're going to get a lot of money if you, mm-hmm, qualify.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to qualify. You got to get a qualified ride. You got to get a score. You got to ride.
And does that take place in the event or
yes,
prior to?
No. The event. So, when there's bull riding, we have 15 contestants.
Okay.
So, they ride. So, they take the top four,
okay,
or top three,
mm-hmm,
the top three rides get paid.
Oh, okay.
So same thing with every event.
So the qualifying event happens the same day, you're saying?
Well, so you got a Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
So you can only ride one night. So you got Friday night goers, and then you got Saturday night goers.
Mm-hmm.
The top four of those two nights.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So and, it's two separate events. That's cool, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's one big event. Mm-hmm. You can't ride both nights. So it's one big event because it's a lot of money involved.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Dude.
It's hard to comprehend, but these guys that ride, man, they, you know, they like it when the owners say, hey, I'm going to add a lot of money to it. So they'll come out. And, you know, it's all pro rodeo, just like these other guys, Black Hawk, you know, several others out here. They're all IPRA, which is pro rodeo.
Yeah.
So they're coming, you know, this month we'll have like four rodeos, us and the rest of them.
Synchronized like that?
Yeah, kind of synchronized. But within the month, within September and October, there'll be four more rodeos. So all these guys, they'll look at their schedule and they'll say, hey, we need to be in South Carolina.
So they travel, though.
They're traveling all over. But we've got these four in South Carolina. We need to be here September and October to, you know, because it's not only the money, it's the points to go to the finals.
Really? So there's a big final.
Yeah, the finals is huge. So, you know, they're trying to earn their points, which is money.
Mm-hmm. So have you heard about this team rodeo thing that they're trying to put together in Vegas?
Yeah, it's cool. I don't quite understand it. I'm still the old school type thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know some people, and I bought a bull from a guy that does it. It sounds pretty neat, man. I might transfer and you know, do some stuff with it, but I don't know yet. Yeah. I don't know.
I just heard about it. Man, I watched podcasts and stuff, and Theo Bond was talking about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I don't really know how rodeos scored. I know something about you got to ride for 8 seconds, you know, but.
When you get the teams in it, and then, you know, it's scored on the bull and the guy riding. It's a lot to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to learn more about it and maybe get into that.
Yeah. So, and y'all do barrel racing too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got the top girls here, man.
Yeah.
You're talking about Caddy.
They rip.
Whitney.
Yeah,
them girls is catty. I love them to death though. I love them to death. But they love. Yeah. They come out here and have fun, and I hope they love my place. And you know, we put up a lot of money for them too. So
y'all do horse riding lessons anywhere?
Yeah, we do it. We do it here.
Really?
Yep.
I got my youngest daughter. I had her riding horses in North Carolina before we left, and I was. Shoot, that was 4 years ago. She's been begging me to get back in it ever since.
Bucking gay.
Yeah. She's going to find out. She's listening to this thing, and she's going to get on me.
I would love it. Yeah. Where's she at?
She's in Clover.
She's right down the road.
We're all in Clover, man. Yeah, we're back in town.
You're good, yeah.
Yeah, this is nice, dude. Riding out here, I was like, I stopped and got some pictures, everything, dude. It was beautiful. The sky was pink and blue. This is paradise out here.
I love it.
How long you own this property, you said?
About 4 years.
Really?
Really? You don't want to know about that whole story there.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I've been living in a camper. Tell them.
Camper and all.
I've been living in a camper trying to fulfill my dream.
Huh? What was out here before?
It was just hay fields.
Really?
Yeah. And so, man, I just got lucky. A friend of mine, his daddy was trying to sell some land, and I went to him, and I said, well, okay. And then it just all worked out. I was like, oh, my God. Because I was living in – where was I living? McConnell's.
Oh, really?
McConnell's and the people around me, you know, sold off some land and, you know, to a developer. So I was
opposite
like,
side of Clover.
Yeah.
Jumped right over.
So I was like, you know what? I think I'm out. You know, the developing around me, I'm not going to do good. And this is where it led to. So, and I knew what I was wanting to do. And I seen this land. I was like, oh, this would be perfect.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, I was like, whoa. It was like stepping in that ring again. I was like, here we go.
Look at this. This is just a big ring, right?
Yeah, yeah. When we were setting up in here, I was like, this is level 9 cool, you know? So is your roofing business, you're still going good? Where's that man. Based out of?
Yeah, we're in Rock Hill. Been in Rock Hill for 25 years.
Hey, I did a little roofing back in the day. I think there was like a hurricane or something came through and a bunch of hail damage. I was working with a framing crew, and he's like, we're going into roofing for the summer. I said, man, I was like, look, I'm a strong guy. I like my feet on the ground.
Yes.
This dude's got me up on these high-pitched roofs.
Yes.
Shoot almighty. I said, this ain't for me, man. I'll do anything where I can stand flat on the ground.
I'm going back to boxing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then I did stairs for a long time, which was cool until you got to do it over a hole.
Did you say stairs?
Staircases, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, that's big money.
Yeah, I did prefabricated staircases. We build them in a shop, and we take them out. I did, like, Joey Logano stairs.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the owner of the Washington Nationals.
That is awesome.
But then I went to the big company and did all of these track houses, the little box stairs that go inside of them. You just do the same thing over
and over. That would get a little.
Look, so I left, went back to custom work. And but I signed a non-compete with those guys, so I really couldn't do stairs anymore. That's why I got back into cars. And I ain't had to use a tape measure in a hot minute now. So that's been working out.
Hey, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I honestly like it, dude. Selling cars is super cool because you're really, if you got a right attitude about it, I mean, all you're doing is just helping people. Get the right thing, you know what I mean? And it's been working out. A friend of all my customers on Facebook and stuff, so it's all out in the open.
Fred Caldwell.
Yes, sir. You're going to get you a new truck.
I'm about to come.
Yeah.
I'm about to come over there and get me one.
So June 6th, when's your other rodeo?
The one in spring is on Easter.
Easter.
I think that falls on 5th and 6th. April 5th and 6th. It's so, all right. So we used to have one in spring, which was 1st of May.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 and 4. So April 3rd and 4th. So we decided to do a Easter rodeo,
mm-hmm.
which was, it turned out to be great. We you know, come out here, we had a Easter bunny on a horse spreading eggs and I'm embarrassed to say Friday night we didn't have enough eggs. The kids, we had I think 400 kids.
So wow.
It was a bunch. Wow. It wasn't 400 kids, but it was a lot. There's not enough eggs.
Oh, my God.
So, but anyway, it worked out, and all the bigger kids gave the little kids the eggs.
Oh, wow.
So, it was, I mean.
Perfect.
It was great. These kids out there, you know, had the perfect mentality, the morals and values to say, hey, here you go, little kids.
So, what's your turnout looking like, you said? What was this past year?
Oh, man. I mean. We were over 3,500 a night, and we didn't have adequate seating, but now we have way more than we ever had, so we're good for over 4,000. So we're good.
Wow, that is a lot of people. I mean, I went to a concert not too long ago that had about that amount of people, and I'm picturing them like all in this ring right here. Yeah.
Oh, it was crazy.
That is awesome.
It's great. Man, these fans, I mean, the people that come out here are great people. I can't wait to the to the music fest.
Yeah, that sounds.
Oh my god, that's going to be huge. So, yeah, we'll get into that later. We're going to have a big, long seat.
Really? Where are you going to throw it now? It's going to be.
So the rodeo will be here. We're going to have the the what? Stage. Yeah, the stage. stage back here. And, going all the way back because it goes up a hill is all going to be the seating.
Really?
Yeah. And we got a big jumbotron. I think it's going to be huge.
You sit up there during the rodeo?
No, I'm all around. It's I'm waiting to hear.
Is that Jeff Kelly? Judges sit up there?
Yeah, that's the announcer.
Oh, really?
The judges are down here in the arena.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, yeah. So we got a new thing. Fan of the night. We've got buckles that are, nice buckles. For the fan of the night each night. The one that yells and is crazy and, just having a good time.
I'm going to try to win that because we don't want to ride no bull.
No, wait a minute. Now, then we got Money the Hard Way. You need to win that one.
Oh,
you come in here and you got to get the ribbon off the horn of the mean bull. You're winning $500 right there. Yeah, you might have to pay $1,000 for
your. But do I get a buckle?
Yeah. No buckle for that one.
Come on, man. Not a trophy or nothing?
$500.
Do I get to keep the ribbon?
You get to keep the ribbon.
All right. Then,
you're good to go.
All right. I need a trophy. That's all I do things for. I ain't about the money. I'm about the glory.
Hey, having that ribbon,
having that ribbon is the glory. You keep the $500. Psych, I'm kidding.
and then that broke arm or ankle.
Oh man, I might take an ice bath. Just kidding. And after.
It's pretty harmless.
Yeah,
not really.
No, okay.
Just kidding. take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, buddy, it's a bull. Come on,
exactly.
I got to see some of your bulls over there, man. How many you got?
I got about 15.
15.
They're young. Well. They're getting older, so two of mine are going to be bucked in my rodeo. Oh, so you don't know the one. I got a new bull, and we had this thing out on Facebook naming the bull.
Okay.
I'm not naming it. I'm letting everybody else name it. So we're going to announce the name of that bull when he's about to be bucked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, whoever named him,
gets to something, gets a little, little namesake.
Yeah.
So, you got any bulls you need to look out for over there?
Oh, yeah. I've got some good ones.
Oh, yeah?
I got some good ones.
Dang, boy. And you got some nice ones, too, that you put a ribbon on for me.
That's exactly right. Especially for you.
Heck yeah. All right, man. Well, we're about to get up out of here.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. You made this easy. I appreciate you.
Well, it ain't too hard, man. All it is a conversation.
Oh, it's always hard.
Yeah. You did good. You sound like a daggum cowboy off of one of the movies, dude.
Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man. A shorty popped up, grabbed me by the shirt and said, "Is she want some more?" And I said, "And there she is, swinging my hands, singing and dancing, singing."